Title: Haunted Vocal Atmospheres from Whispers Intermediate. Alright, let's build something properly creepy for drum and bass. Haunted Vocal Atmospheres made from Whispers. The goal is not a big cinematic vocal that takes over your mix. We're going for a wide, eerie texture that adds story and tension, but still stays behind the drums and the bass. Think Ghost Pad, Whisper Rhythm, and Dread Swell that moves with the groove. We'll do this in Ableton Live using mostly stock devices, and by the end you'll have a three-layer whisper atmosphere rack routed to a single vocal Atmos bus that breathes with your kick and snare. Before we touch any effects, a quick mindset shift. Whispers are basically noise with personality. That's great for atmosphere, but it also means level control and filtering are everything. If you get the gain staging right, the rest becomes easy. Step 0. Get your whisper source. You can record this or use a sample. If you're recording, get close to the mic, like 5 to 10 centimeters. Whisper softly and do a few takes. Don't just whisper words. Perform textures. Ha, SS, SHH, little mouth clicks, inhales, breath pulls. Record 10 to 30 seconds of continuous material so you have options. In Ableton, create an audio track called Whisper Raw. Record at 24-bit if you can, and aim for peaks around minus 12 dB. That headroom matters because we're about to add reverb, compression, and possibly distortion, and whispers will start pumping noise if you record too hot. Extra coach move right here. Capture a noise fingerprint. Before you clean anything, find 1 or 2 seconds where you're not whispering at all, just room tone. Duplicate that tiny bit onto a separate track and keep it. Later, you can blend it very quietly under the pad layer to keep the atmosphere feeling alive after heavy processing. It's a subtle trick, but it prevents that sterile plug-in wash vibe. Now step 1. Clean and control the whisper, but keep the ghosts. On Whisper Raw, start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. Whispers don't need sub information, and any low rumble will explode once you add reverb. Then listen for boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz and dip it 2 to 6 dB with a moderate Q. If it gets harsh or spitty, gently reduce 4 to 8 kHz. But here's the nuance. Sibilance is also your ghost glitter. If it's too spitty, yes, dip around 6 to 10 kHz. But if your whisper isn't eerie enough, you can do the opposite. Boost a small bell around 7 to 9 kHz by just 1 or 2 dB before reverb, then low pass inside the reverb so the tail stays smooth. That gives presence without a harsh hissy wash. Next, add a gate. Optional but useful. The goal is to reduce room noise between phrases, not to chop the whisper to death. Start threshold around minus 35 dB. Set return around 150 to 300 milliseconds. And set the floor to something like minus 12 to minus 20 dB, so it never hard mutes. That way the whisper still feels natural and haunted, not like it's getting cut with scissors. Then utility for gain staging. Get your average level sitting roughly minus 18 to minus 12 dB after processing. One more big workflow tip. Clip gain before devices, not just utility after. In clip view, use the gain control to even out sudden loud bursts and super quiet bits. The more consistent the input, the better your gate and compressors behave. Once you've got a good section, consolidate it. Grab 8 to 16 bars you like and hit CMD or Control J. This makes warping way easier. Now we build the three layers. Layer 1 is the breathy bed, the pad layer. Duplicate Whisper Raw and name it Whisper Pad. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to Complex Pro. This is the magic for turning whispers into a continuous haunted bed. Now stretch the clip so it's 2 to 8 times longer. Really, when you stretch whispers, you get those smeared, airy textures that feel like a presence in the room. In Complex Pro, play with formants. Formants up, like plus 3 to plus 7, can sound thin and ghostly, almost childlike. Formants down, minus 3 to minus 7, is darker and more demonic. Envelope around 80 to 130 is a good starting range. Now processing. Start with auto filter. Use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere between 600 Hz and 3 kHz to start. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Add a tiny bit of drive, 2 to 6 dB, just to give the whisper some grit and presence. Then hybrid reverb. This is perfect for D&B atmospheres. Pick a hall or chamber in convolution for realism, or a shimmer in algorithmic, but keep shimmer subtle unless you want it to turn sci-fi. Decay around 4 to 10 seconds, and pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds so the reverb sits behind transients instead of smearing everything up front. Inside hybrid reverb, filter it. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 12 kHz. This is one of the biggest Pro vs Messi differences. Full range reverb will add low-end rumble and high-end hiss that fights your drums and makes the mix feel cheap. Then chorus ensemble, keep it gentle, amount 20 to 40%, rate 0.15 to 0.4 HC, width 120 to 200%. Then utility, width around 140 to 180%, but be careful, over-widening can smear drums and collapse weirdly in mono. Turn bass mono on, around 120 to 180 AC. Extra stereo discipline trick, if you want cleaner mono compatibility, put utility first on the pad and set width to 0%, so the source is mono. Then let chorus and reverb create width after. Centered source, wide space. That usually translates better. Arrangement note, keep this pad low. In DNB, atmosphere is a support roll. Fade it in over 8 to 16 bars into a drop, then tuck it down when the bass gets dense. Layer 2 is ghost slices, the rhythmic layer. Duplicate whisper raw again and name it whisper slices. Right-click the clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if you have clear consonants, or warp markers if it's smoother. Now make a one-bar MIDI pattern with offbeat hits and syncopation. Think jungle ghost notes. You want it answering the drums, not landing on every obvious downbeat. If you need a pattern idea, try a few hits that dodge the snare, like 1E, 2 and, 3A, 4 and. The exact pattern matters less than the feeling. Shifty, syncopated, breathing in the gaps. Process this sliced track with auto filter first. High pass around 250 to 500 HC so it stays out of the bass zone. Then use the auto filter LFO to modulate cutoff rhythmically. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16, small amount. You're going for that talking motion without sounding like a dubstep wobble. Add a gate next for tightness. Keep it snappy, attack 0.3 to 1 millisecond, hold 10 to 30 ms, release 60 to 140 ms. Adjust threshold until the slices feel controlled and percussive, but still whispery. Then echo. This is where the DNB space comes from. Use a dotted time like 1/8 dotted or 1/16 dotted. Feedback 20 to 40%. Filter inside echo, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a touch of modulation, maybe 2 to 6, and set width around 120 to 160%. Optional, redux for an eerie edge. Downsample 2 to 6, keep bit reduction light, and mix it in 5 to 20%. This can add that slightly broken, possessed texture, especially if your whisper is too clean. Placement tip. Treat these slices like call and response with the snare. Let them speak in the spaces between hits. Advanced variation if you want the slices to learn your groove. Put a gate on the slices and turn on sidechain, but instead of keying from kick and snare, key it from hats or a ghost snare. Then the vocal rhythm inherits your percussion pattern automatically. Super effective for jungle and rollers. Layer 3 is the dread swell, the FX layer. Duplicate whisper raw and name it whisper swell. Reverse the clip using the rev button in clip view. Now the whisper becomes a suction effect, perfect for transitions. Put hybrid reverb first on this chain. Wet around 40 to 70%, decay 8 to 14 seconds. Then put auto filter after the reverb, and automate the cutoff rising from around 200 HC up to 4 to 8 kHC over 4 to 16 bars, depending on how long your transition is. For pitch movement, you can use clip transposition. Try minus 12, minus 7, or plus 12 semitones. If you have shifter, you can add subtle pitch drift too. Pitching down 5 to 12 semitones can add dread without making it feel like a recognizable vocal. Use swells in classic DNB places, the last two beats before a drop, between drop phrases like bar 8 into bar 9, or as a fake out before a reload. Now step 5, bus it like a pro. Route all three layers into a group called Vocal Atmos Bus. This is where you make it mix ready and DNB ready. On the bus, EQ 8 first. High pass around 150 to 300 HC. This is non-negotiable if you want your sub and reese to stay clean. Then find where it clashes with the snare, often around 2 to 4 kHz, and do a gentle dip. Here's a strong upgrade. Put EQ 8 into mid/side mode. Dip a little 2 to 5 kHz in the mid channel to keep the snare and lead elements clear in the center. Then on the side channel, you can gently lift around 3 to 8 kHz for width and air without cluttering the middle. This is a fast way to push the atmosphere behind the drums. Next, glue compressor for cohesion. Attack 3 ms, release auto ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing the layers, not smashing them. Then sidechain compression for the DNB pump. Add a regular compressor after glue. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick and snare, or the whole drum bus. Ratio 4:1, attack 2 to 10 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Set the threshold for about 2 to 5 dB of ducking. The point is that every time the kick or snare hits, your haunted atmosphere steps back like it's being pushed by the drums. That's what makes it feel like part of the groove instead of a film overlay stuck on top. Extra coach note, sidechain only what needs ducking. You can duck the pad more strongly so the drums stay punchy, duck the slices a little less so they can answer the snare, and duck the swell minimally so it still announces transitions. You can do that by adding compressors on individual layers instead of one heavy compressor on the whole bus, or by using lighter settings per layer. Finally, utility on the bus. If it's getting messy, reduce width to around 110 to 140%. Keep lows mono with bass mono around 150 Hz. Now step 6. Macro control. Optional but powerful. Group the layers and map your key controls. Map pad filter cutoff to one macro. Pad reverb wet to another. Slice gate release to control tight versus loose rhythm. Echo feedback for intensity. And the swell filter endpoint so you can open the rise further during big moments. You can also create a DNB panic button macro, one knob that increases echo feedback on slices, closes the pad low pass a bit, and increases sidechain amount. Use it at the end of 8 or 16 bar phrases to create controlled tension, then snap it back for the drop. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. If you have too much low mid, especially 200 to 500 Hz, your whispers turn into muddy fog and they fight the bass. High pass and dip responsibly. If your reverb isn't filtered, you get harsh hiss and low rumble. Always filter inside hybrid reverb. If you overwiden, you'll smear your drums and risk mono compatibility issues. Width is a tool, not a default setting. If it's too loud in the drop, it stops being atmosphere and starts beating the lead. A good test is, if you notice it constantly, it's probably too loud. And if there's no rhythmic relationship to the drums, it won't feel like DNB. Make it duck, syncopate, or inherit groove from sidechained gating. Now a quick 15 to 20 minute practice run. Grab or record 10 seconds of whisper. This audio version is shortened for playback.